Does that
excuse me, does that arrangement that you just described in the last sentence or two, does that seem to satisfy the objections of Levin when he dissented on the bar dues increase?
No, I don't think so. I think
he'll continue.
Mr. Justice Levin strongly believes that the Supreme Court should take over the entire issue of receiving the budgetary requests from the grievance board or disciplinary board, and to if there's a need to make inquiries to assure itself of the adequacy of the funding or whether or not the request is needed, and go through a hearing process, if you will, and then dictate that the funds be made available from the Bar Association, or the alternative for the Supreme Court to set the dollar amount that is to be paid per lawyer for the grievance machinery and let the bar deal with its own funding for other issues. I think that's an adequate reflection of Mr. Justice Levin's position.
One of the reasons I thought it was appropriate for you to discuss these matters at some length was the fact that you have, it's been frequently mentioned that you are a good prospect to someday become the president of the American Bar Association. You have this kind of problem, as you've already indicated, in many places, and I just wondered what, if any, relationship all of this sort of thing will have toward your aspirations, if I understand them. I think you mentioned before, and it got lost in my tape problem, that you right now are committed to George Bushnell and his candidacy.
Right, I'm his campaign manager to become president-elect, then president of the American Bar. He is, if all goes well, so far he's unopposed.
Oh.
And if all goes well, he'll be nominated by the nominating committee of the American Bar in February of 1993 and elected by the House of Delegates in August of 1993. He'll be president-elect from 93 to 94 and president of the American Bar Association from 94 to 95. Mm-hmm. Because there are 50 states and because there are some 750,000 plus lawyers, and because the American Bar Association enjoys at least a 51% as a voluntary bar membership of the total number, you can imagine how many outstanding men and women who are active in the American Bar Association may have the same aspirations. And so there is a unstated requirement that a passage of time, a respectable passage of time, take place before another person from the same state offers himself or herself for the office of president. So my first objective is to get George Bushnell elected president of the American Bar Association. My next long-range objective after passage of time is to run for that position myself and hopefully win. I think one's past experiences within the bar, and in my case, the bench and bar, is looked at by the members of the nominating committee. There's 61 members. They come from at least 50 states. Each state has a delegate, and then there are representatives from different sections and divisions of the American Bar Association, and they take a look and see how active one has been, the quality of service, the type of service that one has rendered to the profession, the ability to be a leader and a spokesperson for the bar, the type of presence or persona that the person has, and then they'll make that decision. I do believe my service on the court will be considered as an asset. I consider it as an asset, having been privileged to serve with the members of the court and having had that experience with six others, being responsible for the administration of some 27,000 lawyers, 241 trial courts, about 500 and 80 judges, and about 3.4 million cases filed each year in the state of Michigan. And so I think that will be an asset, along with, of course, having been president of the State Bar of Michigan, president of Wolverine Bar, which is a predominantly black bar in Michigan, and then president of the National Bar Association, which is a predominantly black nationwide black bar association, as well as the other kinds of leadership positions I've held in the American Bar.
Even before you started your service on the Supreme Court of Michigan, now I recall, I think, that George Bushnell credited you with having laid a remarkable foundation in the activities of the American Bar, and that this went back to the early or mid-70s, did it not?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've been active in the American Bar since 1972. And
you've chaired several committees?
I've chaired any number of committees, and I was chair of a section, the general practice section of the American Bar, which then had a membership of about 18,000. And I continue to be active in the American Bar today, and I'm currently chair of its Rules and Calendars Committee of the House of Delegates. The House of Delegates is the final policy-making body of the bar. I've been there since 1979. And the Rules and Calendars Committee of the House sets the agenda for any of the resolutions that are discussed and debated before the House of Delegates.